Hello, hello! Thank you for being here and welcome to another episode of Adriana Says. Today, I want to talk about how we deal with stress. I know that it's a very popular subject and I have talked about this in the past, and I have a very good relationship with stress because I think stress is helpful if you use it in the right way. The problem is not stress per se, it's how we deal with it and how long we are in this stress mode. But if we go back, like, stress is how we respond to a threat. And today I want to talk about these very simple ways and very instinctive ways we have to respond to a threat. And we all know the flight or fight, right? I have talked about it in the past. And it's like how you, it's different for everyone, how you react to that. It's not something you think about it, and maybe you can say right now, look, I'm just a really fighty person, and I always deal with a very strong reaction. And in face of a potential threat, you just flight, you just run. Like, we don't know how we're going to respond. But we can know how we have responded in the past. And I always say, like, this example, that is, just imagine you're trying to cross the street and a car didn't see you and is going to run away, to hit you. So how you respond? We have the fight, that you get really angry with a person and you yell at them, and you maybe even hit the car, like, just look where you're going, whatever. We have the flight, that you instantly just get out of the way. Like, you jump, you run, you get out of the threat. But I've talked about the freeze mode. And the freeze mode is something that is also from our instincts, from our past, our reptile brain, that is just staying still, like not moving. So in the same example is a person that is just standing there without moving. But now I have come across to a fourth type of response to stress, and it's fawn. That is something I think it's more like new. It's not that very instinctive way, it's not that very reptilian way, but it's how we deal nowadays with stress, and it's agreeing with others, like, excessively, like, over-apologizing. So, in the same example, is the person that is apologizing to the driver, like, I'm sorry, I'm going faster, I'm sorry, I scare you, and whatever. So, it's not that you respond very aggressively, you don't run away, you don't freeze, you feel like you are the one doing something wrong about crossing the street because it's for cars. So the problem is you, not the person that was almost going to hit you. And this, oh, I love this because I think it's so true. I think sometimes we all get all of those. There may be one that you feel more drawn to, but sometimes we fawn, sometimes we freeze, sometimes we flight, sometimes we fight. But the fawn for me really hit me because A, it's new, like in my vocabulary, in my investigation. So I love when there's something new that I can apply to my life and to your lives. And because I think this is a very popular nowadays way of response. Maybe because being a fighter and being a mouthful and just being mean with people when you are under stress is not, it's not good, like, it's not accepted anymore. And running away, sometimes it's not the option. And freeze, like, just think about the work environment, like your business. Just freeze is not an option as well. And fun is that way that we just over agree with people because we don't like disagreement. We don't like the stress of having a disagreement with people. And that's why we go to this one. And what I want to, like, teach you, not only I wanted to talk about this because I think it's very good, but also I wanted to teach you that whenever, if you know how you're going to feel more comfortable responding, if you know like your instinctive way of dealing with the stress, you will deal with it way better. And I think this is very important. When we have stress, it's going to help us in the short way. Like when you are dealing with something that you don't like a threat or whatever, like the first minutes, seconds, the first part of the stressful episode, it's good. It's always good because it's forcing you to actually move or do something. Even if you freeze, you're freezing because you don't want your opponent to look at you, like you just like stay there in blank, but you are safe in those little moments. Always in the first part of the episode, it's good because it actually helps you to respond better, to make better decisions, to be a little bit more alert. But the problem is that when we have been dealing with the stress for a long time, it's starting to impact our cognitive function. We don't think the same. Like maybe in the first moments you are very sharp-minded and you can take better decisions, but if you keep getting your stress levels up all the time for a longer period, the problem is that you will see this ability, this superpower of thinking better, like just going to the trash, because your decision making, even your memory, everything you're learning, the way you have new like information coming your way, it's going to be affected by that. Prolonged stress may lead you to decision fatigue. So what you're tired of thinking, and so you cannot think anymore. And also it can impair your memory in the short term. It's not helping you to get new memories. When you're dealing with a lot of stress, that's the reason why you're not learning anymore, because you cannot like take all the knowledge and make it a memory or something that you are dealing with, that you learn from it or whatever. So your memory, your learning, your decision making, it's all like, it's not working, right? So you need to know this in order to deal with it better. But also, there's something that happens in your brain when you deal with stress for a prolonged time, and it's your emotions. Actually, stress influences the release of the hormones that affects your emotion. We all have heard about cortisol, but increased levels of that and adrenaline contribute to you being very irritable. You have mood swings. It also leads you to depression and anxiety. So that is not something you want running freely in your body. Like cortisol or adrenaline are meant to help you in the short term, but not in the long term. And actually, a high level of stress also activates the amygdala, which is the central part of the brain that deals and processes fear. So this heightened activity can result in increased fear response. So every time you get some threat, the fear is bigger and bigger. So you see those scary cats that always like you do a little sound or whatever and they jump? Like you see like they're always on the edge. With people it's the same. Like when I'm peaceful and calm and stress-free on whatever, like I deal with my life better. But when I'm really stressed, even just my husband coming into the room, to his room, to the house that we share, that we live together, like I got scared. Like I yell, like, ah, who are you? And he's like, okay, I'm living here. Like I'm your husband, whatever, what is wrong with you? The thing is, everything scares me because I have been dealing with a lot of stress. So that's another thing you can learn, see, recognize, and actually do something about it. So how to overcome that? How to actually help your body to overcome this stress response, whatever it's your primary one? We need, yes, I'm talking because this is more for me than I think it's even for you. We need to practice relaxation. deal with some relaxation techniques like deep breathing, like meditation, like progressive muscle relaxation. All of these techniques really help to bring your heart to a calmer beating. Like you need to give your body all the love and support it needs to deal with stress better and to just stop that episode of stress. Also, mindfulness is something that I really love. I have learned it and studied for a while because it's just being in the present moment. Sometimes stress is not about the car that is coming to hit us, but it's about what we think that it's going to pass, to come, or something that you did in the past. It's not about the present moment. It's not that we are always feeling the threat, the actual threat of something. It's the idea we have of that threat. And when you practice mindfulness and try to be present in the moment, you will help your own body to realize that right now you're safe. Everything is fine. What is causing you stress is your idea of something bad that may happen. And that is just anxiety. That is nothing like good. Other thing is having physical activity. Move. Yes, I know. Like this year, 2024, one of my New Year resolutions was just to stretch. Because I was so... Sometimes I spend hours in the same position, working here in my office, and I don't move. Yeah, I try to do exercise every day, but sometimes with the kids and the house, it wasn't like working, like actual habit. And then I realized I just want to stretch. So what I do now is I have my resolutions here in a very beautiful design paste in my office. And I look at it and I know I have to move. I have to stand up, maybe do some stretching, and that is good for me. It's not the best, but it's helped me a lot. And then I can improve a little bit more. I'm doing exercise more regularly, but just moving, doing some exercise, it actually releases endorphins. And these endorphins are amazing because they actually reduce stress hormones. They fight cortisol, adrenaline, and all of those things that can be bad for you in a prolonged state. And I think another thing that's very important to overcome stress is social support. You need to find your people. You say like, oh, I'm very lonely. I'm a lonely people. I don't like to go out. I don't have a lot of friends. That's fine. I'm not telling you like just be a queen bee and be very popular, but just seek for social support. You need 1, 2, 3 people in your life that you could go talk, just have fun, have some, like, share your feelings with them. And actually these social connections provide the emotional support you need sometimes with deal with stress. And if nothing of this resonates with you because you don't like people, whatever, just seek for professional support. Like, talk to someone. You need to talk to someone. And if it's not like your friends are not very helpful, or your family or your partner, whatever, just seek for some professional support. And other thing is the cognitive behavioral techniques, like just changing your negative thoughts. I say, I know this sounds easier than it is, but there are these techniques actual work, because what they are teaching you to identify the negative thoughts patterns that you have in your brain that are contributing to stress. So they help you to realize which of those thoughts are not playing nice with you and replace them with more positive perspective. That's it. Like, if you think like the worst, you need to include in that thinking the best as well, because both of them are possibilities if you want to just think of that. And there's another cognitive behavioral technique that it's called problem solving. Training your mind to come up with different, more options, more creative solutions to problems. So sometimes when you feel very stressed, you cannot see like the light. You don't see like the possibilities or the options out there. And this technique only helps you to like broaden your mind. There's always like a hundred good solutions for every problem. The problem is that we don't see it because stress is like just keeping you blind of those solutions. And so this cognitive behavioral technique is actually going to help you to develop more alternatives, some creative options, and then you'll see that you don't have to be so stressful about something because there can be a way out. So thank you for listening to this. I hope it helps. I have this guide for free in my website for you to have like this, everything I've talked about this, so you can download for free if you want. I'll leave the link down here in the information box. But thank you very much for listening to this, for joining me in another episode, and I hope this helps. I hope it really helps you to broaden your mind about how is stress, how we respond to stress, and how to respond better to stress. So thank you very much. Have an amazing day, and we see each other very soon. Bye-bye.